Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply baby food. Baby food. Now, we've all been to the grocery store and we've seen that aisle that no one likes to go down, it seems. It's the one that has all the diapers and the formula and baby wipes, and it also contains baby food. Doesn't matter who you are, we've all eaten baby food. Most of us have purchased baby food, and then many of us have even given baby food to either children or people in our families. Well, baby food is an essential concept because there isn't a baby that can survive without it. It is something that they've just got to have because they can't eat the food that the adults eat. Ironically, some of the same principles in the baby food process can be applied to developing new members of your team. Now, don't get me wrong. We're not calling any of your new team members babies. I don't want you to get that impression. On the contrary, we're simply identifying some of the key parallels and making sure that you know how to empower the new members of your teams. Now, the DIET acronym is going to be what we use today, and DIET is going to give us that four-step process of how we integrate training with new team members to make sure they excel in advance. I always say that when new team members don't excel, it's simply because they're not being fed enough or not being fed the right way. What is it that we're feeding them? We're feeding them the training, the professional development, the tools that they need in order to excel in advance. Let's talk about how that process needs to take place. In our DIET acronym, that D reminds us that they must be trained daily. Yes, my friends and neighbors, they must be trained daily. Now think about it. Adults can miss meals. It happens to us all the time. You get busy in the hustle and bustle of your day and you forget to eat. Sometimes the time just doesn't allow you the ability to take a 30 or 40 or 1 hour break to eat lunch. Well, because of that, the babies, on the other hand, cannot miss a meal. Your new team members can never go a day without getting trained. They have to have it. In fact, in some instances, multiple times per day. This podcast that goes out daily is an example of a tool you can use to train your team on a daily basis. Let me ask you, when was the last time your new team members had a good solid meal? When was the last time you fed them and made sure that they were receiving the type of training that they needed? If that answer is not yesterday or today, then there is a problem because new hires, similar in concept to babies, have to eat every single day. Think about how often we change a baby's diaper, sometimes 8, 10, 12 times in a single day. Why? Because the food passes through their system a lot more rapidly. The same token, when you have a new hire on your team, there is an overwhelming amount of information that has to be repeated and repeated and repeated and delivered in various ways just so that you know that they're going to retain enough to stay strong on your team. Well, by the same token, not only does that D remind us of the fact that they have to be trained daily, the I in our DIET acronym reminds us that training must be integrated. Yes, my friends, training must be integrated. Remember, there are only two types of training. Segregated training, where individuals are expected to learn on their own, and integrated training. This is involved learning, where there is someone in the process with the new hire. Think about it. When babies get fed, that's exactly what happens. Take the spoon, dip it into the baby food, and then you're going to put every single spoonful in the baby's mouth. We know that it's not a good idea to allow the babies to eat alone. They're going to make a bigger mess than you ever could imagine. Because of this, integrated training is simply when we involve ourselves with the training of our new team members, making sure that they understand every step of the way. Even if you're using these podcasts as a training tool, I would recommend selecting a podcast, communicating to the new team member that the podcast is is on the way, and then identifying a time in the day where it can be communicated or discussed between you and that new team member. Why? Because this is integrated training. Integrated training is when you're involved in the training process. There are so many new team members on many people's teams that are making a humongous mess, and it's not their fault. It's because they've been allowed to eat alone, as it were. They've been allowed to undergo training by themselves. That E in our diet acronym reminds us of the importance of the entertaining aspect of training. Yes, training must be entertaining. In other words, there should be innovative, creative ways that you're distributing training to your new team members so that it excites them and empowers them, as opposed to a feeling like a chore. Think about it. When babies are in the high chair and they're about to eat, they don't always want to eat. They're distracted. They have their mind focused on 15 other things. So then the parent has to make sure that they take the spoon, and then they have to do something entertaining. Here comes a choo-choo train. Open wide. The train is coming. And they do all of these different things. Some pretend that the food is an airplane flying into their mouths. Others pretend that it's a superhero. All kinds of things that happen. And funny noises are made. And the baby begins to laugh. And when the baby opens its mouth to laugh, you drop in the food. By the same token, my friends, I am so encouraged when we hear of innovative training techniques. People who have conferences or seminars on the weekend, and there's music playing, and there are games that take place, and there are exercises that go on, and all of these things that happen just to make the training environment entertaining. I'm familiar with some organizations who routinely take their staff members or new team members to places where they could ride go-karts and speed cars and do rock climbing and all kinds of things, just so that they can integrate some of their team building exercises in the process of those types of sessions. Yes, my friends and neighbors, it is important to make sure that the people on your team are excited about the training, particularly the new hires. It's got to be entertaining to them, because they have to be pulled in and used in creative manners so that they can get excited about what you have to offer. And finally, my friends, that T in our diet acronym reminds us that training must be trusted. You walk down the baby food aisle, and when I was buying baby food, there were only two types of brands. It was Gerber and Beech Nut. That was it. Primarily Gerber. And you look to that Gerber baby food to make sure that you had a trusted brand. We never attempted to create our own baby food or go home and boil potatoes and chop them up and mash them into small bits. We didn't do that. We went with the trusted, proven system, because we understood that if we put the wrong thing inside the baby, it could do some permanent damage. Now, by the same token, my friends, I challenge you to try trusted, proven systems and processes to inspire, train, and empower your team. Don't try to create it on your own. There's no reason to do that when there are so many key resources that can be delivered to your team members that make sure they excel and advance. Now, my friends and neighbors, I hope you enjoyed this training segment, and let me make this bold yet accurate proclamation. Soft skills certifications from Success Training Institute will help you grow your life and your business. Enroll today. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.